you just saw there was a Cambridge, Massachusetts native attacking one of the reporters, and I use the term loosely, for InfoWars.
What a ridiculous argument.
Don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Jones is using this so he can be more popular and more people will talk about it.
Well, I should have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good, I don't have to be clear. Come and whisper in my ear, give us dirty laundry.
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred?
And yes, the conspiracy theory about the government having too many bullets is nuts. But it's not out of nowhere. That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
Get the bubble-headed beach blonde. Comes on.
Tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Monday's devastating, record-breaking tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, killed 24 people and flattened a community. Just devastating. Devastating, right? But now, I'm not kidding, these same conspiracy theory folks are peddling the idea that the tornado was a conspiracy as well. Seriously, the tornado was a conspiracy.
I've seen these InfoWar people on and off, and I kind of have been ignoring them, doing a good job doing that. And to me, the InfoWars, whatever that show is, has become the Westboro Baptist Church of Journalism. And I think these people are un-American and unpatriotic, and they're hysterics.
False flag. And by false flag, he means a cloak and dagger, super extra, double top secret black ops operation that the government carries out in such a way as to make it look like the operation was done by somebody else. He means the U.S. government bombed Boston.
I think it's an overreaction, but also you're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government. Organizers of the March Against Monsanto event said that more than 2 million people in 52 countries worldwide assembled in protest of the dangers of genetically modified foods. Now, you'd think that something that garnered this much support worldwide would be covered in detail in the mainstream media, but you'd be wrong. Admittedly, many local news outlets gave the event a small blurb in the online edition of their papers at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday, but there was a virtual blackout of the event in the mainstream media. Even though this was a huge global event with hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters marching down the busiest streets in major cities worldwide. The good news is that even though this march didn't garner much mainstream media coverage, the event itself grew beyond what even the event organizer was expecting through the power of social media. When Tammy Canal created the March Against Monsanto Facebook page 3 months ago, she said she would have considered it a success if even 3,000 people had joined. Instead, an incredible number of people responded and turned out to rally, showing the power of social networking and the ability of the little guy to mobilize en masse. People captured video of the event and uploaded it immediately to YouTube or Ustream. Anti-Monsanto-related hashtags continue to pour over the Twitter feeds, and the official Facebook page now has 157,000 likes, and it's growing. This is how ideas and movements are spread in the modern age. That is why it is so important for us to fight to maintain a free and open internet. Even corrupt Monsanto execs and their paid-off politicians cannot stop the power of the sleeping giant once it awakens. Now, here at InfoWars, we're going to continue to keep corrupt companies like Monsanto and other biotech giants in check. So visit InfoWars.com/show for a variety of ways to share any of our anti-GMO stories and more. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Three, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 20th day of May 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have Joel Skousen, who's in studio with us, on for, I think, about an hour special interview tonight. We'll see how long it goes. On strategic relocation. What does that really mean? Government strategically locates. Corporations strategically locate. I noticed in his book, it's the best research I've seen out there in the film we produced, strategic relocation, that where he's saying live is where the globalists are moving in many cases, but he picks areas alternate to that, but still close by. And you know, where I live, which I separately did my own research and later found he'd also recommended, the hill country of Austin is one of the few safer areas in a whole constellation of problems. And that's basic mammals try to pick a place that they think is safe. They act like being prepared and being ready is kooky or weird. That is a instinct of moronicness. Or kind of an anti-instinct to try to drum into you. But that's tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock this evening. He also just survived. We'll talk about that at the end of the hour. A harrowing plane crash. They said it was one in a million to survive, much less be unscathed. Talk about guardian angels. So we're glad to have you here, Joel, in person. And he flew on a commercial aircraft to get here. He, of course, is a former Marine Corps, was it captain or more, in the Marines, carrier pilot, naval pilot. So interesting individual. We're going to have Joel Skousen to cover the latest developments on the IRS, the spying on the reporters, and where he thinks that's going politically, and is this a chilling effect, or are they trying to divert off of Benghazi? I think they hoped that at first, but this is actually capturing people's imagination. You know, how do you pray? What is your pro-life? They told pro-life groups, you've got to go out and 50% of the time be pro-abortion. Government can't do that. They can't tell you what your First Amendment is. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's how the First Amendment begins. Then it's the freedom of the press, freedom to assemble. So that's all the info we're going to be going over on that front. And then how that ties into Benghazi. And, of course, Joel Skousen is also the editor-in-chief over at worldaffairsbrief.com. And I think has some of the most, from my research, and I'm obsessed with this stuff, folks, so I tend to know what I'm talking about a little bit. So has some of the best piercing analysis out there. And so he joins us to break all this down. Joel Skousen, good to have you here with us.
It's good to be with you, Alex. I really, you know, when we talk about news, we've got a lot of facts out there. But it is the analysis that makes your stuff valuable, that makes my stuff valuable, because we never get all the news. This is a conspiracy of omission of what's true and what's false. You just have a lot of stuff missing, and we have to piece the puzzle back together.
You've had a couple of weeks now to ruminate. Got a new report out at worldaffairsbrief.com right now. You've had some time to sit back and look at Benghazi. You were on right after it happened. Your analysis has turned out to be dead on. Same analysis, basically, of Colonel Schaefer. Same analysis of some of our other guests. I want to recap that coming up, but looking at IRS gate, looking at spy gate, looking at intimidation gate, what's really going on here?
First of all, it's important to remember, I was reviewing just this morning the Church Committee hearings about the CIA, where a lot was revealed about the CIA. And in that, Walter Mondale came out and said directly, now we've got evidence here that the IRS has been targeting individuals that the government views as hostile to their point of view, and that they're subjecting them to yearly audits, one after another. Now, he didn't specify who they are, but I happen to know. When I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, I talked to Bunker Hunt, and I talked to a lot of the other funders of various conservative and Christian points, and they were all being audited every year. We now know that that was targeted. That was clear back in the 80s when that was going on. It's still going on. So now we have a cover-up about the fact that this has been going on. The press isn't focusing on that. What they're focusing on is the fact that the president fired somebody who was, in fact, going to resign and was going to, in fact, be leaving. Steve Miller, the acting IRS chief, had nothing to do with this.
So a total cynical fraud.
A total cynical fraud. But it's even worse. You have Joseph Grant, who was just put in the place of Susan Ingram, who was, in fact, in charge of this division over tax-exempt groups. He was just put in to replace her. A graduate stepped up, and he had to step down as a second one because it wasn't enough to fire Steve Hall. And Susan Hall Ingram now is in charge of the IRS tax policy for Obamacare, of sticking it to those of us who don't have insurance by choice because we don't like the medical establishment system.
And now the woman that ordered all this illegal spying and harassment, she's the head of the Obamacare division with our records. I mean, it's clear they plan to use the IRS as their Gestapo.
That's right. And Lois Lerner, who's the actual on-hands, in-daily charge of the division, was not fired. And she certainly has to know about this. But it goes beyond, as I say, the Obamacare. So that brings up the case, it goes beyond the IRS currently. It goes beyond the Obama administration. It was going on during the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and clear back on. Even during the Reagan administration, the IRS was targeting people. We have a runaway dark side of government. We have legitimate CIA and dark side CIA. We have legitimate FBI and dark side CIA. And in the IRS, we have legitimate, honest people doing IRS work, and we have dark side IRS, and they aren't allowed to know what the other is doing.
Via compartmentalization.
Exactly. And so I don't expect to see any change. There's going to be some, congressional investigations. As in Benghazi, they're not going to go after the real problem, which is who gave. I mean, look at the Treasury Inspector General comes out with a report that this was a managerial problem, that somehow these magically appeared, these criteria, which were incorrect, and they ended up targeting magically without any human intervention.
Yeah.
Some 500 conservative groups.
Well, I've even seen Rachel Maddow and people say, we need to go after these groups. Look at their tax exemption. Media Matters put a memo out 3 years ago saying, we're going to infiltrate media groups and destroy them. That's why it's encouraging. The head of the RNC said, Obama is running a guerrilla war. He said this over the weekend on Fox, against conservatives. That's absolutely true. It is a guerrilla war. They deny what they're doing while they do it. Of course they ordered it. From Fast and Furious to this.
Well, in the Cincinnati, our IRS person said anonymously, without giving his name, that everything that we do at the IRS comes down from the
very... Well, of course it does.
Yes. And it's just like the DEA, when they cover up for drugs that are imported from Mexico, and they refuse to let the snooping dogs go in after trucks that are sealed in Mexico. They say orders come from Washington. So that's what happens. But the Treasury was covering up for this today on their IRS investigation. They said, we interviewed every official we could talk to, and they assured us that no one outside of the IRS had any influence on this tax policy. But that's not the issue, Alex, about who outside the IRS. They're assuming that if it's political interference with the IRS, it has to be from some politician outside the agency. This has been going on from within the agency for decades.
Well, I know for a fact that they use food trucks with packaged food out of Mexico with the cocaine hidden in it. And one time the state police stopped a truck, found 3 tons of cocaine, and were ordered to turn it over. And then they deliver it, and then it's brought into a major grocery store chain and distributed out. And it's just well known. And then the cops want to pull me over and ask if I have drugs in my car. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So there is a dark side of every portion of government in terms of enforcement, and it's starting to get out more and more. But when it gets out, and this is what we're seeing, it's going to be the big thing we're going to have to discuss is whether or not they're going to take down Obama over these things, because there's 4 major scandals now that have piled up.
That's what I want to ask you. Why did the scandals come out now from your intel and your analysis? What does this signify, and where is it going?
It is hard to tell. In the AP scandal, for example, of the news, I know how this happened. Now, I want to be very, very clear with your listeners that the government surveils every form of communication. They don't listen to it all.
They record it all.
They record it all. It's all digitally recorded.
And then they go back when they want to.
That's right. They go back. Actually, they're sifting. They have computers going through and sifting and picking out keywords and compartmentalizing. They have basic compartments for criminals. They have basic compartments for enemies. They have compartments for allies. They spy on Israel. They spy on France. They spy on Britain. They don't like to say that, but they do that. And those allies, to a certain extent, spy on us as well. But they also have compartments for dissidents. And those are divided into right and left. By far the largest compartment are people like you and I and followers who believe in the Constitution. Those are considered future domestic enemies.
And they've now bled over and admitted their total obsession is on us because we know who they are. We know the ballgame. It's not Al-Qaeda. It's us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and we're going to get into the other scandals, Benghazi, IRS, all of it. And, you know, I guess Joel's hasn't said what he thinks yet. He says he's not sure, but I agree with him that they're certainly going to use these leaks coming out because they're now saying it. You know what? Let's just get rid of warrants, period. We're trying to keep you safe. But you read Glenn Greenwald and the London Guardian and others, they're pointing out that people they're arresting, like Stephen Kim, talked to the Fox News chief, Washington bureau chief, just publicly. He went there, talked to him. Hey, you're the State Department, you know, person on this. What do you think Kim Jong Un might detonate more nukes to threaten people as underground tests? Yeah, we don't have any proof of that, but that's kind of what we think. Oh, well, you're arrested. And then now they're saying that. Well, I tell you what, we might go after the Fox reporter for this. I mean, this is really just the brazen criminality of these people now, where they're saying, look, you don't even criticize anything or we'll come after you. But look at this. The impeachment option. Representative Jason Chaffetz, is that how you pronounce it? Chaffetz, a Utah Republican, says President Barack Obama may face impeachment over his administration's response to the Benghazi attack. Yeah, they've been caught lying there, and the Situation Rooms all saw the drones, all saw the stand down. They know that. NATO knows that. And so that's what they're really scared of. But Joel, getting back now to what you've been trying to say in that last short segment, you were talking about how they're going to try to pass stuff on the back of this. You've got the floor. Get into the IRS stuff, the AP stuff, where you think it's going, and then finally Benghazi and where you think the New World Order is right now and what good people in government, but just in the general public, can do to really push these people back.
Well, my two examples that I started out with were torture and the surveillance, domestic surveillance, get caught up in terrorism. And they were admitted, the government, through the leaks that I think they caused, admitted both that they were doing torture, even though they tried to downplay it as something, and that they were surveilling in a limited way that was going beyond the law. And they tried to justify it with Congress so that they had predictable hacks in Congress to introduce immediately legislation allowing this expansion of torture, expansion of enhanced interrogation. And so there was this scenario where the government is using purposeful leaks. And I don't believe the government ever allows any leaks that they don't want out because they surveil everything. They can find out anything. They don't need to go to court to ever find out who a reporter's sources are. They surveil everything. But this appears... My first impression is that both the IRS leak is an inadvertent leak. And the reason I say that, it's been going on for decades.
Oh, I agree with you. So you agree with me then?
Yes. But the reason that I feel that is that Obama came out and his scriptwriters wrote in, but we must give the due respect to the IRS. I know they're very powerful, but we must not limit their power. In other words, he's trying to forestall anything in Congress that would limit the power of the IRS. That means they're trying to protect the IRS, not expand its authority. Don't do anything to stop. So I think that was inadvertent. I think the AP was inadvertent because it didn't appear to come from a direct government source. It's not something I don't think they can expand. That is, they cannot expand and say, well, the press isn't going to have the same rights that they are.
What does the phenomenon mean, though? That because I've argued with you, well, not really argue, but talk to you about this, where you're saying, look, a lot of these leaks are fake, or there's no way these people have real sources. I'm finding government people are mad and don't care anymore, and we're getting to the point where they're just willing to leak stuff and go, okay, go ahead and put me in jail for exposing you're a dirty crook.
The problem with this is that after the AP leak, the AP reporter said universally, nobody wants to talk to us anymore. So it is shutting down whistleblowers. And that may be...
Chilling effect.
It's a chilling effect. nobody dares talk to me because everybody realizes, every whistleblower now realizes that the press is being bugged. Now, we knew it before.
Well, you know what the answer is? Mail it to people. Mail it to InfoWars.com. Mail it to Drudge. Put a, you know, other address or no address or whatever, and then get it to people.
Isn't this interesting? I tell my clients to, if they're worried about privacy, look, everything you tell me in a conversation about your consultation is going to be recorded. Everything is going to be talked about. Either you got to fly me out there to talk about your private situation, or you got to mail it to me. Isn't that ironic that the snail mail is now the safest? Because it requires a human being to intervene in every letter that they open.
And they've got the private offices at all the places where they take it, but still they're lazy and won't do it, and then they don't know what to do with the intelligence. So the answer is go back to snail mail.
But if you go to snail mail and you introduce and you open it up, you've got a photocopy, you've got to scan it. I mean, it's a tremendous costly process. And the government's under sequester. Even the CIA, who has black budget type of thing, doesn't want to put a lot of money
in. Well, how does France communicate with itself? It has the pneumatic tubes. That's the right term, the pressure tubes, and that's under their sewers how the government sends its info, knowing that's going to be hard to scan, you know, with satellite.
No, that's right, and it's physical. I mean, anything digital just isn't safe anymore. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't stop all communication.
Oh, yeah, well, then they say, you know, well, what do you have to hide? Well, why is government so secret? Because you're a criminal government that wants to use the, well, who I've really been told by high-level sources they spy on is inventors and people. I mean, the poor folks get everything stolen. I mean, and American companies, why are they trying to shut down American companies? They do everything they can.
That's a hard question, Alex. I think they want us dependent on China more. They want to drive people overseas. They want us so that when this, you know, and my theory is that they're setting us up for eventual nuclear war. That's when the real curtain comes down. They can justify anything at that time. They want to make sure that we don't have any ability to respond to the war so they can say, you've got to go to a militarized new world order. It's globally that we've got to fight this next war. We don't want to have America rejuvenated as if.
Exactly. I want to get to Benghazi with you, but
yes,
the army has come out and said, we don't need the president for authorization to quell civil disturbances. Is that so they can start doing it routinely like they already are and not have it be a big presidential deal? But then there's the issue of, they're already saying the military's under NATO. Is this like some type of weird quasi-announcement of a military-industrial complex pure coup, or what do you think's behind that?
NATO is to become the militarized order of the globalists, and that's why everything from Eisenhower on was to get France, you know, de Gaulle didn't want to be part of NATO, didn't want to supply troops, to twist his arm, to get Adenauer to reform the German troops and things, but it was because NATO is going to be the military arm of the New World Order, and they are going to cut off the communist nations that are part of the United Nations, reform, call it the League of Democracies or some more innocuous name. So to get American support after they've been nuked or after various military cities have been nuked, I do not believe that the Russians and Chinese are going to nuke everything in the United States. They don't want to be looked as the bully of the world. They're taking down the bully of the world, but they want blackmail.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more of this very serious interview with Joel Skousen in a World Affairs Brief. But first off, I want to tell you something that's incredibly original and true. And I also have a bridge to sell you, and I also have some oceanfront property in Arizona. You can see the sea from my front porch. No, to be serious, I'm coining the term, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these important messages. And if you believe that, you believe Obama and Eric Holder and Big Sis did not run fast and furious to blame the Second Amendment, and you also believe that they did not send the IRS to persecute the Tea Party. Okay, so I invented the term, I coined it, don't touch that dial, we'll be back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. It's me, Alex Jones, right here broadcasting on Sunday and playing some of the most powerful excerpts of the broadcast in the last few weeks. Here is more of Joel Skousen on what's really going on our planet. Are the Chinese going to really be manipulated into that, the Russians?
Well, they want to take down. You see, they've always had this philosophy that we are superior to the West. We're going to have to take them down. But they don't want to destroy the West. They know the West is the engine of ingenuity. They depend on it for all their military, but they want to control it, not just have to spy on it. That's why they want to nuke the military of the U.S. The U.S. wants its own military nuke because it drives Americans into accepting a new world order, a militarized new world order. But the Russians and Chinese don't want to destroy either Europe or America totally. They want to decapitate the military. They want to take down the U.S. socially with an EMP strike, which will happen about 20 minutes before the actual nuclear strike on American military targets and communication targets. And then they'll issue a blackmail notice. Give up. You know, and everyone will be acceptable to that. I mean, literally, in the sense that, you know, what is there now to the military? But our leaders will come out of their bunkers and say, no, the Russians and Chinese deceived us. And finally, they'll have the gumption to say, we need to fight. And everything the U.S. puts out about China now is pacifistic. Oh, no, it's not a problem.
And they know that everybody will line up, and then the secret weapons roll out.
That's right.
It's the real deal, and we take over the world. But now it's a fascist, Anglo-American, eugenics-based New World Order.
That's right. And all of this is leading up that we're talking about. You know, we're seeing the preparation for martial law. We're seeing the preparation for camps that are being established.
And for 20-year wars. I mean, they're long hauling.
That's right.
Bunkers, underground bases.
But, you know, I am resisting the call that this is imminent because they're very smart that we're dealing with. This is preparatory. And when it is unleashed, they've got to have a proper excuse, or they convince the whole world that the government is tyrannical. But if they do it under the cover of war, after this nuclear weapon strike comes, then nobody questions martial law. Nobody questions any of it. Just like in Boston, the people laid down and let people strip them of their rights, take them out of the house, and throw them to the ground without any...
Sure, you know it came out in the 60s that the Russians wanted to nuke China with the U.S., and then the U.S. said no because it already really made a deal with the communist Chinese, kind of like helping put Mao in power. I mean, it seems like the globalists have kind of got a double game, though. I mean, they're moving to China, they're investing there, they're doing everything they can, but is that really to trick them? Because they're just giving America to the Chinese.
Well, you know, a lot of people, there is this conflict within theoretical how globalism operates. One side says, because of the Rowan Gaither quotes to Norman Dodd, that we're trying to seamlessly join the U.S. with the American Republic, is that the globalists control the Russians and the Chinese, and therefore...
Sure, that's the Carnegie plan.
There's not going to be war, but it's not true. In fact, Rowan Gaither was lying to Norman Dodd. He never would have admitted the real thing. This was a cover excuse to explain to them in some rational way. In fact, Rowan Gaither of the Ford Foundation had invited the investigator to come and get an interview. It wasn't that he was responding to a subpoena. He invited him to come and give him the propaganda that we're trying to peacefully merge the two countries. But in fact, the globalists don't control the Russians. They're trying to induce them by giving them aid, giving them trade. And the Russians and Chinese are skittish. They're deathly afraid that we've got secret weapon systems they don't now know about, and they're afraid.
Well, I've talked to Bob Bowman and many others. They can talk about what's been accidentally leaked in debates and things. They had the Star Wars program in the 70s and Sabo drones in orbit and just everything else. I mean, it's...
That's right, and that's why the Chinese are really working on anti-satellite.
That's right. But that's their main program.
They're still 8 to 10 years out about having the confidence to strike the West, and that's why I don't think it's imminent. But they don't control the Chinese. They're going to make a deal with the Chinese, in my opinion. When the Russians and Chinese, in a temporary alliance, strike the West, and when we start this new world order war, this great new patriotic war that they'll try to get anyone, you know, enthusiastic about prosecuting, then I think they'll make a deal with China to attack Russia's rear, just as Russia and Hitler went after one another. And we used Russia, knowing that they would be a predator, and gave them aid and trade. I think we'll lure China in with that same thing. And the globalists want that because, you see, after the war, instead of like World War II where they gave sovereignty back to the U.S. and all the countries wanted to be independent again, they'll have this great new enemy, China, that they built up and say, now we can't disband the military New World Order army because we've got this great threat. And so that's why I think the one thing that will be different in World War III is we won't get sovereignty.
And they're enticing the Chinese, not just all the deep water ports in the Caribbean and the West Coast and the East Coast, and not just the big Mexican ports, but they're giving them just the entire infrastructure. I saw a number, 98% of rare earth minerals. It was like 90% 5 years ago. They're just enticing. Just come, just here, have it all. And I always look at it as just a globalist hatred of America, hatred of Christians, really the spirit of evil that animates them. And I'd warn the globalists, the Anglo-Americans, I don't think you're going to get away with this. I don't think it's going to turn out the way they think, because they've got all these thousands of bio labs just randomly splicing genetics. I don't think they're in control like they think they are. I think there's going to be catastrophes they don't even control.
There will be a loss of control once this nuclear war starts, probably for at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years. That's the time for America to reform in the liberty movement. And that's why strategic relocation is so important, because you can't do it like we're now. We're now spread out all over the United States. Everybody's alone. Everybody feels alone. Somehow, and I think it's through the instrumentality of war, the Lord is going to drive people together. Drive people out of the big cities. There won't be any job to keep you there anymore. No excuse not to relocate. just that if you didn't do it prior to that, you're going to be out on the roads, you know, with masses of people like in Germany fleeing from the Russians. That's not what you're...
And by the way, they say it's kooky to get ready and geared up. All government's doing is gearing up, acting like it's the end of the world.
Deep underground bunkers. This is not against terror that they're preparing. They know there's a nuclear...
And they know when they emerge, their enemy is going to be the Liberty Movement. That's they're preparing right. The giant cadres, yeah. No longer secret armies, for war with us.
That's right. And I think...
And they're not going to... And, of course, they're not going to make a deal with us to stop this because they hate us.
Yeah, that's right. There's no deal to make. You know, they know that this is going to be an absolute separation between good and evil. Well, I take it back. There's an awful lot of dumbed-down people who will be dumbed-down because of the false patriotism of this war. They won't realize this is a global...
Well, they'll be cannon fodder.
They'll be cannon fodder, and they'll join the military, and that's why I don't recommend any more of our boys and girls go into the military. Not only because of the deadly vaccines that you're required to take, but because you're not fighting to save America's liberties, even though they tell you that. You're not fighting for democracy in Syria or Iran. You're fighting for a globalist agenda that the U.S. government is...
Well, that was my next question. I want to get into Benghazi. Joel Skousen is our guest. Isn't it an overload point, though, where they're in the Washington Post and the London Telegraph going... The Bin Laden Brigade is leading. Al-Qaeda is doing a great job fighting Assad. He's got the oil fit. And I'm like, and then when you fly, they treat you like you're Bin Laden. I mean, how do they get away with this otherworldly absurdistness that's now going on where our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly?
Well, we know that government has always had their fingers in Al-Qaeda. They started Al-Qaeda, essentially, is funding it through the Saudis. They've used the Pakistani ISI as well to fund another branch of Al-Qaeda. And even though there's a lot of legitimate terrorists who hate the United States that we have bred, as Ron Paul correctly stated, nevertheless, the top levels are directed. That's why in 9/11, yes, there were terrorists, but they were known to the United States military.
Protected.
And they were protected. They were trained. They'd been on CAIA bases before.
I talked to the head of the U.S. Embassy visa section. They were ordered to let them in.
That's right. And they got aircraft training in large aircraft in Saudi Arabia. They didn't get it at the flying Cessnas. That was a cover story. So as to shield the Saudis from somebody had to train those people in...
And then we don't attack Saudi Arabia. We attack Iraq.
Well, Saudi Arabia, you know, we have this incestuous relationship with Saudi Arabia. We have promised them protection. You know, they're a very corrupt regime. They claim to be Islamist fundamentalists with their form of Sharia law there, but they aren't. They're pedophiles. They are
immoral. Well, I mean, it's a Wahhabist death cult. And if you expand on that, I guess, why did the British choose them? I guess those are the worst of the Muslims?
Well, it's because they had the biggest oil first, and they made a deal. Basically, yeah, you can nationalize it, but you've got to make sure that you supply us, and you use dollars, and they will continue to do so.
Sure, but I mean, and of course, I guess they could use the Wahhabis to take over all of the Sunnis, and then use that in a war against the Shiites. It's just all divide and conquer crap.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Joel Skousen. We're going to get into Benghazi straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Never fear, my fellow freedom lovers. There's one more segment of the transmission, and then I'll be back live tomorrow from England, if they let me into the country, at 11 a.m. Central. Find out details at InfoWars.com. And now, the conclusion of Joel Skousen, right here at InfoWars.
Federal agents, we are armed!
By the way, this is breaking news at InfoWars.com. Adam Kokesh should be charged with assaulting a federal officer. So they come up while he's giving a speech, grab him. He puts his hands up, slam to the ground, and then charge him. Cart before the horse. Why were they arresting him to begin with? And then how did he assault him, which he clearly didn't? They're going to have trouble making that case, but the video and everything else. Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing that I observed, and you did correctly, he wasn't smoking marijuana. If they were going to arrest anyone, they had to arrest the ones that were violating the law of the park and arrest them. He was merely the spokesman. They were clearly going after him and took him down. They've got video. I don't think they're going to be able to make this stick if they allow in court, and that's the big question, whether or not they'll allow any of that evidence to come in from the private hands. But I'm not in favor of irritating the government on illegal acts, and you have to be very careful when you do to appear very, very innocent. You don't go around calling the police criminals, even if they're in a criminal act. I think that we need to support the fact that we've got a First Amendment right that has been violated here. I know that's your position, Alex, but I still think Adam needs to be very careful about how he approaches these acts.
I agree. Even the Washington Post kind of dished a bunch of dirt on him, not real dirt, but saying he's a provocateur, but admitted, well, it looks like his rights were violated. Yeah. I mean, even they had to admit that. And people better get, if you don't support other people's rights, you're going to lose yours. And it's so elementary. Now, you were telling me during the break, because you were in some of the biggest conservative organizations in the country, Joel, about back when you were in Washington in the 80s. Tell people what happened. I mean, to let people know, we don't say this to scare you. We do this to show you how illegal the government is. I mean, how it's been, it's just, it's out of control. Tell people what happened to you, and then get back into this AP thing.
This happened as chairman of the Conservative National Committee, and I had an office in Washington, D.C., and I was in communication with several of the liberty groups in El Salvador and Guatemala. And there was this young Army major, reserve major, who was trying to influence the conservative groups, and I didn't trust him. And so I warned in a telephone call my compatriots down there in El Salvador that he's coming down to visit, but you better not trust him, and why I thought so. Within 15 minutes, that guy was standing in front of my desk saying, "Don't you ever talk about me to anyone on the telephone."
And he wasn't in your building. He was from the military.
Right. That's right.
So he got the, they were listening right then. He drove right over.
That's exactly. So this was Echelon. This is a satellite system that's surveilling any overseas communications, et cetera. And of course, this was purely domestic. This was, my telephone, and my rights were violated. They didn't have a warrant, of course. This happened instantaneously. You know, they didn't go before a judge. But it just told me right then, they surveil everything. Now,
well, the congressman came out last week and said they know the cloakroom's bugged. And he's like, is that impeachable? Does that rise to the level of impeachment? It's obviously a violation of the Fourth, Fifth Amendment. It's obviously a violation of the Tenth Amendment. It's a the Tenth of the States, the separation of powers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the surveillance has gotten much worse even since my experience in 1983, because they were just doing telephones, and the Echelon system was only doing things that were wirelessly being transmitted around the world. But now they've got everything digitally. You know, we have whistleblowers from the NSA talking about the ISP systems that the FBI has installed in every major node in the Internet, so that every email, every digital cell phone telephone call is being recorded.
And all your web history, everything. And that was all in the Telecommunications Act of 96, but we were called conspiracy theorists to talk about, you know, saying the Statue of Liberty exists. I mean, we're talking about known facts. It's like Gibbs was told, say the drone program doesn't exist overseas. And he's like, but it's been public for years. Just say it doesn't exist. And the press played along with that. And the press better get, folks, if you go along with this purge, it's over. My answer is everybody needs to start whistleblowing in a swarm attack, which they're not going to be able to handle.
And we have to remember that the government itself covers all these leaks. In other words, there's no way that anybody leaks to the reporters. Many times they have prosecuted people during the Cheney-Bush administration for trying to get their sources. Well, they know who the sources are, but they can't admit that they know who the sources, because they know they'd be – so they go to court. They try to get the courts, and the courts always lay down and do what the government wants. It's very, very interesting. But the leaks about government torture, the leaks about government surveillance were done, in my opinion, on purpose back in the Bush-Cheney administration.
Yeah, to scare everybody.
Well, not just to scare. What they did is give Congress an excuse to then react to it and say, well, we'd better give them some more authority to surveil. In other words, we leak a mistake. We say, oh, we've got a
problem. Oh, because they're illegally doing it. How about we just get rid of the law? That's what the New York Times said that last week. The answer is just get rid of any of it. Yeah. We'll shove a microphone down your throat. Stay there. Let's come back. Long segment coming up. You're right, because that's exactly what they're saying. It's like, oh, we committed a murder? We better legalize the murder then. Stay with us. World Affairs Brief Editor is in studio with us. He's Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Joel, Benghazi. We'll talk more about it tonight on the nightly news. But, I mean, Benghazi, what's at the core of that?
Well, the core is covering up for the stand down. Let me go back to the actual thing. We have an arms trading going on where they had captured a lot of arms in the takedown of the Libyan government. They were funneling those arms to the Syrian Free Army, which is now a jihadist, and as we know, calls themselves the Bin Laden Brigade. Supposedly our enemies, but we're arming them. And this was top secret. There are competitors, however, who wanted those arms for their own purposes in Libya, and they attacked the embassy. I do not believe in the blind sheik thing that James Lyon, the admiral who was present there, has been fed as the reason that that was really going down. The story is that Obama is, you know, it's like an October surprise. Obama's advisors were going to make him popular by having him get involved in getting the release of a hostage, which was to be this ambassador. And they were going to basically let these al-Qaeda people capture the ambassador. Then they were going to negotiate, and they were going to get the blind sheik released, which the government could have done any time.
Do you believe that or not believe
it? No, I do not believe it. The reason I don't believe it is because it would have been very easy and less lethal to set it up so the ambassador on the way to this annex was captured.
Well, of course, and too much could go wrong. What do you really think happened? I think they were transferring missiles. They wanted it covered up.
That's right. And they knew that if the ambassador survived, there would be a congressional investigation on this. And this guy was apparently, even though he was knowledgeable of what he was doing, he was taking orders, a good yes man to the government, he would have talked. So they decided to let him die, let everybody die. And that's why there was a stand-down order. Don't let any reinforcements. Unfortunately, about 30 people survived, wounded from that, who didn't die in that. And they could have talked as well. That's the only reason to explain why they took him to Walter Reed after Germany, to Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and kept them incommunicado, meaning that they aren't allowed to talk to the press, even your family.
Well, exactly, but I watched Hicks and others. They were freaked out. They were angry. Those were real testimonies.
Yeah, those weren't the witnesses that I'm talking about.
No, I understand. There's others.
Those are mild whistleblowers, and Greg Hicks did a good job talking about the stand down. But you'll notice that he says, I don't know who issued the order to General. It wasn't General Hamm.
Yeah, so where are the 30 people? You never hear that in the press.
No, and that's right. The 30 people are still incommunicado. They're not coming before, and Congress is not demanding that they come before them. They know what was going on.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I knew that, and it just hiding in plain view, but hadn't covered it.
See, a lot of people thought, well, Greg Hicks and the other are the whistleblowers. No, they aren't. They're mild whistleblowers. They aren't the ones that are really trying to keep away who were there during the attack.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our little experiment here tonight. If you've been upset by some of the things we've covered, I would just say take more shots, more vaccines. The government that's been caught doing secret experiments on thousands of people, including foster children, is totally trustworthy. Shooting black men up with syphilis and letting them die and spread it over 45 years with Tuskegee. This is a loving government. So take all your vaccines, drink your hydrofluorosilicic acid, drink your fluoride water. Trust the system. Remember it loves you. Remember it cares about you. And support the government's preparations to take private bank accounts and pension funds, as they've done in Europe. I just want to say I agree with Homeland Security. I think they're here to keep us safe. And I love tyranny. I thought I would bring some of the fairness doctrine, since they're trying to get that back into law, that I would just give some equal time here. I love tyranny. And I'll see you back tomorrow from England, 11 a.m. Central, at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones signing off to Infinity Tyranny and QE3 and beyond!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.